So when it comes to making a podcast, a room needs to be a small, kind of secluded room, and I don't have one of those. So I'm apologizing in advance for the horrible sound quality, and I'm hoping that over time, and once I graduate and move, I'll be able to have a small office, and these will sound way better for y'all. But with that being said, it's Katie, and this is Just Dogs. What is up, you guys? Welcome to episode 1. We're here. The train's moving. We're taking off. So this is episode 1. As I said, this episode is, should you get a puppy? Now, this is something that I am constantly thinking. Should I get a puppy? Is it time? Do I think it's time? Is Kai the right age? Kai is my dog, for those of y'all who don't know me. Do I have the time for it? Do I have the means for one? What do I want to do with it? What is it going to bring to the table? And so on. I probably go through this like 5 times a year. And then it's like, well, what do I want? What do I want to get? What breed? What am I doing? Do I want to do agility? Do I want to get into show? Do I want to do protection sport? If I want to do protection sport, then what dog works best with that? There's so many questions for me that come with it, but you might not be that way. You might just be like, hey, I think I want a couch buddy. That's what this episode is going to be over. I personally have roughly 6 episodes kind of laid out for y'all. How it's going to work is, 1 week is going to be a question, debate, info, just my normal episodes. And then the next week is going to be a breed. So we're going to alternate between everything else and then a dog breed. Everything else, a dog breed. That is the goal. I'm thinking that the next episode, the first breed episode, is going to be a rough collie. Obviously, because of Kai. They get misbreeded a lot. You know, like misgendered, but like misbreed. So many people are like, oh my god, I love border collies. And I'm like, oh, incorrect. Or they'll be like, oh my gosh, a Sheltie. And I'm like, he's kind of 40 pounds too big for that. But almost. So I just really want to talk about them. I love Kai. He's great, and so it really makes me want to get into that. So yeah, right now that's the plan. This episode is really a gateway, because you could go so many different ways. I keep getting my words mixed up. You can go so many ways with just this one episode. And it's going to branch off into our next episode, which is, how do I know which dog breed is for me? So, let's get into it. The number one most talked about thing whenever it comes to getting a puppy is time. Time leads into so many other questions that I just feel like it is the best place to start with. Real quick, I just want to say, I'm so sorry for all the background noise. If you hear barking from my neighbor's Chihuahuas and Pitbull, or if you hear cars in the background, I think whenever I was doing practice recording, you can hear those pretty well. I don't have a small, tiny room to seclude myself in. I share an apartment, and so the little hobbit hole under the stairs, that's what I call them. I don't know what y'all call them. The little room under the stairs is full of storage between myself and my roommate. When I move, I will have my office dedicated to small space office. You know what I'm saying? But right now, my only option is my bedroom. And it is kind of medium size. It's not a large bedroom. So it does the job. But I wanted to go ahead and point that out and apologize. So, time. When I got Kai, I was a vet tech and I was on call, and so I worked roughly, I think sometimes I would hit 56 hours a week. It was the March that COVID first started whenever I picked him up. So I didn't have to go to class. I was home for classes. So I was at home a lot despite working that much. And I could occasionally take him to work with me. So he wasn't always home alone. And I also had a roommate at the time as well. So I had help with like pottying and stuff like that. So I am not that person that's going to be like, oh, well, if you work a full-time job, you can't get a dog. No. You can make time and make decisions to where you can have a dog. You can make it work. There is plenty of services to hire now. There are plenty of doggy daycares. Obviously, as a puppy, you cannot go to a doggy daycare until they're vaccinated. But like I said, there are people that come to your home and will take your dogs out. If you don't trust them, have a friend do it. Drop them off at a friend's house on your way to work. See if your friend can come by at lunch if you don't work in town. And kind of get some of their energy out until you get off work. Obviously, there's the dedication of you having to take care of them after work. You need to make sure that you have enough energy to take care of them on top of the time. If you are one of those people that works a 15-hour shift, it is going to be harder. Like, if you get up at 7 to 7, that's 12 hours, but you know what I mean. It is a little bit different than our typical 9 to 5, 8 to 5 jobs, but you can make it work. If you're one of those people that, yeah, I just worked an 8-hour shift, and now I'm about to go and have drinks until 11 p.m. at night, and then sleep and do it all over again, it's going to be a little bit harder for you. If you're one of those people that wants to go and explore every single weekend, and let's say you want to go to Dallas every single weekend, or you want to go to Fort Worth every single weekend, and you're out constantly in non-dog friendly places, I would say hold off. I am one of the dog moms that treats their dog like a tiny human. I make sure that my dog can go a lot of places, or that he's not home alone for more than 4 hours on the weekend. Sometimes he is, obviously not all the time. He gets a lot of his energy out, but this breed is a very like off switch breed that does not give an excuse to not do things with your dog. But he does a lot with me. If you know me, you know that Kai is constantly involved in everything that I'm doing, despite me working a full-time job and being a full-time student. So, I have a full-time job, full-time student. I run a side business. You can have a dog, but you have to be dedicated to having a dog. I think that's the main part to that, is making sure that you want to have a dog and you want to spend time with that dog. That's the kind of back and forth. Another thing that ties into time is training. The first few months, especially, are when training is crucial. It's the yeses, the nos, the potty training. Just the main behavioral training is within those first like 6 months. From 8 to 15 weeks is when they need to be exposed to the most crazy things. Oh, okay. Quote unquote crazy, like vacuums and blow dryers and loud noises and stuff like that. You don't really want your dog attacking the vacuum. My mom's dog does it, and I mean, it's funny, but it becomes annoying, you know? I just want to vacuum in peace. But it's a very crucial time for training, and so with working, you need to make sure that you can put aside time to train the dogs, the rights, the wrongs, and the proper socialization that comes with a puppy, because you don't want a reactive dog, and you need to expose them to enough to where they are not a reactive dog. There's so much more in the training, but I'm going to get into that way more in a training-based episode, which this is not, so I'm not going to dig too deep into that. Commitment is another part of the time aspect. These dogs, it's their lifetime commitment, but you don't know how long their lifetime is. A lot of dogs are expected to live 10 years, I think is a good average 10 years. They will not always, you shouldn't expect it to last just 10 years, okay? I've cared for dogs that were 17 years old, 20 years old. Like, some of them were kickers. My mom's Boston Terrier, her name's Lily, she's 15. She's been with us most of my life. Like, I'm 21. She just keeps going. For a funny story that my mom likes to tell is, maybe a year ago, she got really sick and mom couldn't figure out what was going on. And, we thought that it was time, you know, cause she's like 14. We're like, all right, yeah, you're getting pretty up there. Like, I think it's safe to say, like, we need to get ready to say our goodbyes. And then she just ended up being constipated, and we're like, oh, okay, and now she's just kicking it as usual, living her best life, a little chunky. We were like, all right, cool. And now she's 15, so she's everlasting. But we love her. We don't want her going anywhere anytime soon. It's just a funny story. Dogs can live way longer than their quote-unquote expiration date, okay? You need to be prepared for that commitment. This isn't 2-3 years. It's 15 years. You're freaking, if you have a baby and get a puppy at the same time, your baby's going to be a teenager or graduating high school by the time the dog might pass, so you could look at it as a kid, in one aspect. So, if you are traveling, if you're someone that plans to travel a lot, it might be best to just wait until you're ready to relax and stay home. Because you don't want to get a dog just to board it every single weekend or every week or something like that. Because they would rather be with you. It's kind of a quality of life aspect. Yeah, they're alive. Yeah, they're taken care of. But they don't get to be with you, their main person. You know what I'm saying? So it's just something really to think about before you get this puppy. Another kind of tie into this, which I, obviously episode 2, we're getting way more into this, but breed can be an aspect. Obviously, your other options would be rescue, besides going to a breeder. So I think it is essential to look into breed characteristics, energy level, grooming, shedding, hair type, trainability, how they are with families, kids, other people, DA, SSA, and HA, which that stands for dog aggression, human aggression, and same-sex aggression. These are all characteristics that I think should be looked at when also looking into a puppy or a breed. Like I said, we'll get way more into it, but you just want to go with a breed that suits your lifestyle better. Prime example of this that we see every single day here in Stephenville is college girls with Australian cattle dogs, with heelers. Not pointing out every single one of y'all. Some of y'all do have horses. Some of y'all do work cattle. Some of y'all are on a ranch all the time. But there are the ones that get it just for the aesthetic of having a blue heeler. And it does not fit their lifestyle. Not going to get into it too much, but you should get something that fits what you're doing. If you're sitting at home playing video games all day long, you don't need a blue healer. If you're wanting a dog that's constantly go, 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 you don't really need a basset hound. It's just something that fits your lifestyle is better than getting something that's going to be too much, and then you're going to constantly have issues with it. And it's just better to know what you're getting into, honestly. Kai fits perfectly with my lifestyle. Sorry, my foot hit the cord. Kai has a great off switch. He, just like last weekend, we went and did a 8-mile hike. And he loved it. But he also loves sitting on the couch watching Hoarders 3 days in a row. And he watches it, okay? Sometimes he wants to watch Disney. The live action Lion King is his favorite Disney movie. You think I'm lying, but he will watch that little mouse run around and tease Scar, okay? It's his favorite. But Kai suits my lifestyle. He doesn't care where we, living space we're in, like where we live. He's happy with me. He just asks that he can turn around because his reverse is broken. I really don't know what to tell you. But obviously, I did my research before I got a dog. I looked at the breed. So I personally think that breed is important when it comes to picking out a puppy. Rescue is totally different, and I will have an episode on should I go with a breeder or should I go with a rescue / like a shelter dog. I will go over that. Stick with me. I have so much I want to do, but we will get to that. Next is money. I know everybody hears this. I think one of my biggest pet peeves is people on Facebook that are like, looking for a free dog, looking for a cheap dog. Like, I only have $20, I'll give you $20 for a dog. Which is frustrating to me. I get some people are just like looking for a free one and then they can like spend all their money on the dog after they have it. I understand, but it's still something that just irks me because your first thought is if you can't spend the money to go get a dog, do you have the funds to care for the dog? That is such a common thing that comes up. So that is just one thing that I think of. And I think a lot of other people think about that too. But puppies, especially puppies and senior dogs, are a lot of money. Puppies get 3 to 4 rounds of shots within the first 6 months of their age. Sorry, I need a drink. So, they get dewormer. Through a good breeder, they'll get dewormer at 2, 4, 6, and 8 weeks of age. Sometimes we'll even do it at their second shots. It really just depends on how big the puppy is and if you know the for sure age and so on. And then there's also flea, heartworm, and tick prevention. I don't care if you spray your house for fleas. And I don't care if you've never seen a mosquito on your dog. Get heartworm and flea prevention for your dog right now. Do that, okay? Just do it. Anyways, that is a monthly thing. They get 3 to 4 rounds of shots. Yes, there are low-cost options for shots and neutering, spaying, and so on. That's only part of the money you're spending. You have your yearly costs. Sorry, my TV cracks sometimes. I don't know why it does that. It just is adjusting. I don't know. But back to the point. I'm super ADD, y'all. I'm so sorry. You have shots yearly. There is low cost, but there isn't low cost for major issues. Puppies eat things. You can swear up and down that you have the best dog ever and he wouldn't eat anything, but stuff happens. I'm going to keep it PG. Stuff happens. They can eat anything. They can get into something. Somebody could accidentally hit them. So many things can happen that you don't think of. I remember I used to have I built a floating bed, and Kai and I were running around just crazy, and he ran into it full speed, like just forgot to jump. I really don't know what he was doing. And then he started limping, and I was like, my puppy just broke his leg on my freaking bed. Thankfully, he was overreacting, but freak accidents like that do happen. Something as small as just full speeding into a bed. It's not cheap. Vet visits are not cheap. And I'm not getting into the whole, oh, well, I'll just get my shots from Tractor Supply. Oh, well, I'll just put it down the farmer way. I don't want to get into that. Or, I'll just go to Walmart and get flea meds. It'll be fine. Vets are just in it for money type thing. I don't want to get into any of that right now. They're not, by the way. It's a lot of money, okay? Especially with x-rays or with broken bones. There's so much that can happen. So you just need to be financially prepared for accidents too. I know some people get pet insurance, but not a lot of places take it from a personal perspective. Working at a clinic, I've worked at a couple clinics, we never took pet insurance. It's a whole process to take it. And I personally just don't know a lot of places that take it. So yes, it is an option, but it's not a common option, if that makes sense. So really it's expensive. It's expensive either way. You just need to be prepared. There needs to be a separate like little fund to the side. Just like you have an emergency fund for yourself, there should be one for your dog, because you never know what's going to happen. Even if you are the holy grail helicopter dog mom, your pet still has the opportunity to get hurt. There's no avoiding it, no matter how hard you try. So you have those shots at the beginning. You have your yearly shots. You have your monthly flea tick and heartworm prevention, because I know you're going to get it because I said to get it. You have your monthly dog food bag. Unless you have a small dog, then the bags might last longer, but I pay $60 a month for Kai's food. And that's not even as expensive as they get. There's toys, there's treats, there's harnesses, leashes. I have 4 different leashes for Kai. Depends on where we're going, on what we use. You got cleaning accessories, beds. I have a seat cover. Like, there's so much that you put into them. Brushes, nail trimmers. If you don't want to do any of that at home, you have to pay for grooming visits and nail trims and so on. I mean, if you're not out there buying a lot for your dog, I am questioning. I think your answer should be no if you should get a puppy. I'm just kidding. I spoil my dog, okay? Kai had 1,000,001 toys before I even brought him home, okay? Kai's never not been spoiled. My family spoils him, okay? Not this Christmas, but last Christmas, he got more presents than I did. Okay? My family spoils him. Like, he's a grandchild. There's just a lot that goes into having a dog, and so it needs to be thought about. It's not something you can tread on lightly. Time is a huge aspect. If you're okay with time, you need to look at your money, because money is the second huge aspect. If you have the time, or you can make the time, and if you can save and put aside the money and not just be like, woo, money, gonna go spend all that paycheck. If you have the time and you have the money, you're willing to commit and do your research and do everything you need for this puppy, then I say yeah. I feel like this is such a common, like, oh my god, should I not? That, like, a lot of us just get in our head about it, especially because you always have other people in your ear like, I don't know if you should do that, or like, I don't think this is a good idea for you right now. Like, you are always going to have those people. So do what you think makes you happy. Whenever I first got Kai, everybody was telling me, do you want to spend that money on a dog right now? Are you sure you need to get a dog right now? I don't know if you really need a dog. You just moved. You're still in college. You always have people like, I don't think you should do that. Make the decision for yourself. Look at what you're doing. Lay it all out. Heck, sit down and write out on a paper how much time you have, how much extra money you have at the moment, monthly. I'm not saying right now, I'm saying monthly, to make sure that you can afford to do this. See what you want to do. If you want to do some really big travel plans here in the future, get the puppy after. You can always plan when you get it. You don't have to get it right now. I'm not saying go to the shelter right now and pick up that cute puppy you saw posted 5 minutes ago. You can do that. I don't care what your husband said, do it. But just make sure that you can. Lay it all out. Do all your research. You can be like me and research it till you're sick of it, because then you know if you really want something or not. I go above and beyond with researching. That's probably why I know way more than I need to know about everything dogs. Hi, welcome to the podcast. It's just dogs. Because I have an abundance of stuff in my head, and I need someone to tell about. So hi, welcome. Just do it. Do that stuff. I say yes. I say get the puppy. You made it through this video, or this podcast. It's on video yet. I do, speaking of, as this takes off, as this grows, as I get better, and once I get an actual office set up, I plan to add videos so that you can watch these on YouTube if that is your platform of choice besides Apple, Spotify, and Google. I hope to get that open. I really do have so much in store for this podcast. I really do have so much in my head. I have way more than I need to know, and it's not always stuff that you could just, like, pop up in a conversation and be like, oh my god, so did you know that this dietary form leads to a heart condition? Or, hey, did you know that by not doing this, you put your dog at risk for this? Like, there's just so much that I know that I just can't talk about, and this is a way for me to talk about it, and a way for other people to learn and to kind of learn more about this stuff, because it's some of this stuff, like, it's overwhelming to get on the internet and try and find the answers or try and figure it out. And so I just wanted to be an extra source and be a help and get out some of the stuff in my own head. So I hope that y'all subscribe and tag along and keep up with the episodes. I'll try and keep the main question in the episode titles, And then we'll cover breeds. I'm probably going to add people into episodes. I think the plan is to, like, whenever I do a specific breed, if I know a friend or a family member or someone has that breed, then I'll add them on. Or I'm kind of friends with some breeders, so I might add them in. Might do some interviews with people in the dog community near me. Trainers, breeders, profit communities, non-profit shelters, so on. I'll try to add people, and that's when video also would be great, because I know that some people just like to see faces. I know a few people at work who just play YouTube, even though we don't look at our phones, they just play it and listen to it. And that's just some people's choice other than the typical podcast platform. So, I hope to add YouTube, to add video. Stick with me as I figure this out. This episode isn't going to be super long. They might get longer. It really just depends on the topic. And if I have somebody with me or not. I'm trying not to ramble too much, but I can be a rambler. I can carry on, and I can tend to be kind of repetitive, so I'm trying to avoid that. So I am going to change my Instagram name, and then I will give it to y'all. It's a dumb name right now. But I'm going to change that, and then all of my social media handles will be in the next video so they all can follow along. I need to start a Twitter. I don't have one. So I'm going to make a Facebook page, going to change my Instagram name, and start a Twitter. I'm not going to start the YouTube yet. I'm not even going to make the page until I get my stuff sorted out for when I move, and then I can really make sure that it's all set up correctly. So I think you should get a puppy. You made it through this whole video. I know you're sitting there contemplating, like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. Just do it. Obviously, if you can. Live your best lives. Have the best rest of your day, night, work shift, class. Finish that paper that's due. Don't procrastinate. But whatever you're doing, have a great time doing it. And I will see y'all in the next episode. Bye.